WOMIseminars.com.
WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our fold here, the charts for the week of October the 5th to the 9th on the Talk Radio Review. The stories, we're going through those each week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can see a list of the stories that are gleaned by the folks at Talkers and the people list as well. At number 7, we were talking about the education situation, and I sort of tie that with number 6. I think that the whole business of dealing with reality in school, like the whole business of Black Lives Matter, are those things being taught? Do kids need to be educated as to what's going on with the police? Is that part of what? And if we do that, how do you do it without a bias? That's my question, because there's so much bias presented in schools these days. It's not what to think, it's how to think. And we ought to not be teaching people how to think, but what to
how to think is critical thinking. That's what we need to teach.
That's right.
Not what to think, yeah.
Yeah, I had it backwards, turned it
right.
around.
Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes in
academia. It is. No, that's the point. That's my point in all of this.
Well, I think kids absolutely need to know about race relations and police reform, because teenagers at some point are maybe they're going to encounter the police. And so I think that that's an important discussion of, what's going on.
But don't you have to talk about the basics?
The problem is that if we just talk about, real true facts, that'd be great. Problem is that we have stupid things like the 1619 Project. We have all of these things that are not true that are being taught as truth. And then you have a whole generation of people who don't actually really know any history.
Right, exactly.
That's what really is so frightening, is that there is no truth left in the news media. Everybody has their own version of the truth. And now, as far as history goes, we're all getting our own version of history. I mean, it's just, there's got to be facts, an agreed upon set of facts. There used to be, I think, we used to agree on at least fundamental facts. And now people can't even do that. And that's frightening.
Yep, it is. It's really, we're in a stiff place here, that's for sure. All right. The economy is number 5 on the countdown, and here we go with the debt. You've seen this probably now projected to be larger than the U.S. economy. We owe $27 trillion. The debt's up by $4-plus trillion since the start of COVID. And where do we go if we have another one of these? Yeah. Whether it's the Republicans or Democrats, there's going to be another
round. And what's
the
alternative? I mean, that's the other thing. Is as much as I don't like to spend
airlines,
money, what's the alternative? People need help.
Right.
All the airlines are ready to go out of business. And that was, there was supposed to be a special, it seemed to me this week, I don't know where it went. There were two things. Trump said we were going to do the $1,200 thing, and then Congress said we got to bail out the airlines. And I don't know where that, at the end of the week, I'm not sure where either of those two things were. But if you don't give the airlines $50-60 billion, come this time next year, there'll be one or two airlines in the United States. Oy, imagine what kind of a fiasco that would be. Good God. So anyway, debt, even some of the deficit hawks are urging the White House to approve another round of stimulus, even though it adds trillions of dollars to this big
hole. That's how you know it's really bad. If the hawks are saying, all right, look, we really need to help people. If it's that bad, and Jerome Powell said, look, we can, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, this is not actually the time to really take a hard look at what these numbers mean. We need to just get out there and help people and stimulate the economy. Yeah. And so Wall Street listens to Jerome Powell.
Think about all the rest of the economies in the world. They're in the same shape. Everybody's in a hole, so we have basically no money. There's no such thing as real money, because everybody is broke.
Now that we've crossed this threshold of owing more than our worth, now we're like Italy. Remember the Greece crisis? We're like Greece now.
Yeah. And that's what happens.
Who do we think is really happy about this, guys?
China.
There you go.
Yep. It's all about the Chinese. They're just screwing the world so that they can be in charge. Those guys and that whole situation there, oh, my God. How we let it to get to this point is just an outrage. 28 after the hour on the talk radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
WOMI and WOMIOwensboro.com.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
The deadline to request an absentee ballot for Kentucky's general election is midnight tonight. Secretary of State Michael Adams.
Starting on Tuesday, the 13th of October, we're going to have in-person voting available statewide 6 days a week. This year there's not an election day. There's 19 election days. You can go vote Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's up to you.
You can request an absentee ballot at govoteky.com. State Budget Director John Hicks reporting today that general fund receipts rose 4.8% last month. September closes out the first quarter of the fiscal year, and collections have rebounded from the fourth quarter of last fiscal year, in which collections fell 4.5% due to the pandemic. I'm Paul Miles.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Our children give us joy. They give us wonder. They give us the occasional mess. Considering all they do for you, why not do one of the best things you can do for them? Especially when it's this simple. See if your kids qualify for no-cost health insurance. They'll get all the coverage they need at no cost to you. Just think of it as returning the favor for everything they bring into your life. Apply online at kidshealth.ky.gov or call toll-free 1-877-KCHIP-18.
The Kentucky State Board of Elections urges all who are concerned about crowded polling places and coronavirus exposure to vote by absentee ballot. But you must act now. The deadline for requesting an absentee ballot is Friday, October 9. To request an absentee ballot, go to govoteky.com or call your county clerk's office directly. Paid for by the Kentucky State Board of Elections. When you vote, Kentucky wins.
Dave sent you.
WOMI and WOMIOwensboro.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Move back into our focus another half hour here with our ability to discuss the issues of the week. That's what happens on the DJV program as we review the top 10 stories. Just with Jennifer Horns here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the situation with meds and healthcare and what's happening because of COVID. I guess the situation in hospitals, has it gone back to what it was in April? Is that
not
confusing
fully.
Me?
It depends on where you are, but not fully. There are some states that are reporting that they're, you know, halfway to capacity, and some states have almost no hospitalization. So in New York and New Jersey, where I am, the ventilator use is going back up again, which is really bad news because for a while we had people kind of going in, being treated, but not needing ventilators. Now ventilator use is on the rise. It just really depends on if you're in a hot spot for this, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the second wave or however you want to classify it. There are these hot spots that are building up again. And so hopefully we are prepared if there is a real full second wave and that we don't run into that PPE crisis that we did before.
Pretty interesting how this has affected the sports world. I know here in my neck of the woods in New England, the Patriots game was postponed again because of the concern over the virus. I can't imagine, actually, this season's going to end. It's going to end as planned.
Right, what do you think? Right. Well, your quarterback, Cam Newton, he tested positive. I don't think he had any symptoms, though.
Right.
And then, they did play a game without him, using your backup, and I forget his name.
And
so now
awful.
You're saying that there was another game that was canceled after that?
Yeah, there was.
Wow.
Pittsburgh, I know, had a cancellation. Tennessee's had a cancellation. So I think.
So where does this all go?
Well, I think that they're doing the best that they can. I think that the difficulty is I don't know how much of a bubble form that they're using right now. Major League Baseball is using a bubble for the playoffs. Basketball
what
has been very
mean?
Successful.
Bubble.
It means that
what
everybody
that mean?
Kind of comes in and plays in one place, so there's not a lot of traveling back and forth.
Quarantined there, yeah.
And their families are quarantined. Like, if you watch any of the baseball playoffs, go Dodgers, you'll see that the families are actually on the field because now the families are quarantining with the players, and they're playing it at certain stadiums. They're playing in Texas. They're playing in California. So there's different stadiums that are being used as like centers instead of having people travel back and forth. And that's, I think, far more effective than traveling around and maybe not being as tight with those restrictions.
I don't think the NBA has had a single case, have they?
The NBA, in fact, the NBA has
really
been a
amazing.
Model. Yeah, the NBA's been a model for actually COVID research. They've also done some use of experimental drug. I mean, they've done all kinds of stuff actually as part of the
but
NBA
season. But the fact
season,
that they're so
cool.
close and they don't have any equipment on, they're just there. And they've got skimpy uniforms and sweat everywhere.
Right, but like Jen was saying, though, the fact that they have been from the beginning, they did their initial 14-day quarantine, and they only slowly let in immediate family members, wives and children, things like that. So I think the NBA, anybody who says, oh, well, social distancing and masks and all that doesn't work, well, it does, because look at the NBA, not a single case.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, to me, that's enough science to tell you that's what all of us should be doing.
That, unfortunately, isn't how it goes, though, Victoria. People having that argument, it's like talking to the deaf, dumb, and blind. And, they made up their minds, and that's the way it is. I had a long conversation with my son last night about the Micron. I've actually found one of those, new masks that has only, what is it, one micron, because the size of this cell, the COVID cell, is like less than 3 microns. So unless you have a 1 micron filter, it isn't going to keep the stuff out or keep you from putting it out. But there's something psychological that goes along with having the mask on. I don't know whether it's security, whatever it is. But I think it's an important part of all of this. Number three, focus on the Supreme Court vacancy, although I haven't heard that much. I mean, you know they're pushing it, but because of the president's COVID thing and a couple of other ideas.
You'll hear a lot next week because
really?
The White House has been prepping Amy Coney Barrett. The hearings start on Monday, so next week is going to be, it'll be in full gear. And from what I've heard, Democrats last time around got really poorly polled, at least poor polling numbers, by going after Brett Kavanaugh, calling him a gang rapist and all these horrible things. They're going to do less personal stuff with Amy Coney Barrett and focus more on trying to get her to commit to how she would deal with certain cases, which jurists don't typically do. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked the same questions about how she would rule on certain things, and typically you can't answer that because haven't seen the case yet.
Right.
So I think that they're going to be trying to press her on that. I just don't know how effective they'll be in getting any answers.
All right. Well, it goes on anyway. The number two item this week, the vice presidential debate. We probably would spend a little bit of time on this as it did have some impact. The fly, I thought, was the most interesting part of the whole thing, frankly, from my perspective anyway. Listening to the, I went back in and out of it three or four times, and I have not much use for either one of them, frankly, so maybe that prejudice got in the way of me.
Who's your favorite government official? Because you don't like anybody. I mean, right. Really, truly, there's not
the
somebody
chairman,
ever like,
you really
you're like
do
that's
like.
My guy, that's my girl, that's
the
somebody.
Chairman of the chairman of the city council in Framingham.
Okay.
That's who my favorite
is. So someone
and, and Marianne Williamson.
Right.
Marianne, yeah, Marianne Williamson would be.
Oh, I love that you just brought that back up. We're going to defeat him with love.
Yes. Right. Well, couldn't we use
I know.
Of that?
See, there he goes. Hello. That's what we want.
See?
That's
I
what
think we
want.
We could use a little more of that and a little less of the confrontation and the garbage that goes on. And these that smirk on Kamala Harris's face as Pence was admittedly kind of pandering to her. I thought he was, I don't know, it's just such a damn waste of time. But you two, go ahead. Give us your insight into what you saw, what you thought.
I think it was a waste of time.
Not, yeah.
I mean, I you know.
I
what
did
else?
Is it weird? I liked this one, too. I like
Jen's the only one who, like, seems to love
yeah.
this stuff.
Yeah,
I,
okay.
I love
yeah.
this stuff. I don't know. It's just.
Well, it would be all right if there was something there. There was nothing.
Here's what we
there.
Need to do. You know what we need to do? We need to all get on a Zoom call and watch, like, have a debate party, because I know okay. I can make you guys find the entertainment. I know it.
All right, so we'll have a Zoom party the next time there's a... when is there? Well, we don't know.
We
frankly,
don't know.
That's probably not going to be another debate, or maybe there isn't going to be a debate between the two principals here. What is the latest on that? In terms of whether there is or there isn't, there will or there won't.
As of right now, the 15th, as of October 15th debate, we don't have one. I mean, there'll be a third debate after that, which will then go on to be the second. But I think
why
Trump's
even
gonna,
have them? Why? What
well,
comes out of them? What is?
Because they're important.
Trump's gonna what? Because Trump can come out and badger Biden, and Biden can try to remember what his last words were, and
oh,
so
come
away
on, that's
we
unfair.
Go. I know. Okay,
that's unfair.
Sorry.
Is it?
It is. I know.
And that's and yeah. that's why they don't want him in virtual space, because they know he'll be on teleprompter. It's the only way he can handle himself is on
that's
teleprompter.
That's not true, Jen.
That's true.
That's not true at all.
True.
He handled himself without a teleprompter, and Trump screaming at him the whole time. It was ridiculous.
He actually held his cool.
He did.
It was an embarrassment. He lost his cool, called people clowns as a sitting president of the United States. I mean,
he is a clown.
Very rude and dismissive.
He apologized for that, but at that point, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Clown isn't, that's not really fair either. Now that I think about it, Trump. And this is, and nobody wants to deal with this. Trump needs emotional help. He needs a therapist. He needs somebody
to
deal with him.
If you had been badgered with false claims and had a previous administration working against you to get you out of office, I've heard when you've had advertisers go against you and you are like hurt for months. Imagine the whole country, like the government,
and
the power going
in that position.
No, he didn't.
He ran
for president.
He ran for president,
and he had
the largest
political scandal.
You think it's going to be easier on
Do
Biden?
Not normalize the fact. Do not normalize the fact that the FBI and the DOJ spied on him. They took over the whole campaign based on false information that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. Give me a break. They always ask about Trump's peaceful
this
transition of power.
So
he was not afforded that. He was.
It is just everything
they tried to
about this country
63
has been
million
corrupted.
Votes. By, for 3 years.
There was a question on Family Feud last night. Rate on number one from 1 to 10. How important is money in your life? And they were, you know, one answer was 6, and one was 7. 1 out of 10. And Harvey said, "You're both lying. It's 10, and you know it." And that's. I think that's it. That's what people will judge. If people don't have jobs. And there's trouble in paradise as far as money is concerned, which is going to be in November. That's the way the election goes. I think that's how you shake it out. Speaking of the election, well, we've got a focus on debates and that sort of thing. But we also have the president's battle with COVID and what the bottom line is there. We'll get to that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. With the charts for the week of October 5th to the 9th, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start with number 10, a focus on Facebook, their political ad policy, basically social media and the bias that goes with it, some people think anyway, and whether the All of these things should be censored. Number nine, our foreign policy, relationships with China and Russia, mostly in the focus. The situation with the wildfires, hurricanes, what's going on with the weather. Number eight, education, it's been called a crisis. Is that what it is? What's going on with your children and their education? Number six, race relations and police reform. Number five, the economy. Look at the hole we've dug for ourselves in our country and around the world. Number four is COVID. Number three, the transfer of power. And number two is the presidential race. And then the president getting COVID is number one. As you can imagine, that's the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Cancer treatment takes a toll on the body, but regular exercise can help mitigate some of the side effects that can come with cancer treatment and diagnosis.
Helps us feel less anxious, helps us feel less depressed. One of the key side effects of some cancer treatments is on the heart, and exercise has tremendous benefits for the heart.
Dr. Edward Laskowski says recently updated exercise guidelines for cancer patients and survivors suggest 30 minutes of exercise three times per week with resistance training for a total of 90 minutes of aerobic activity.
Really, the principle is any movement is good movement, and cumulative movement throughout the day is very beneficial.
Exercise not only improves survival rates in patients undergoing treatment, it can also help prevent seven different kinds of cancers, including colon and breast.
Exercise is medicine. The more movement we have throughout our day, the better our health.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of October 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start with number 10, a focus on Facebook, their political ad policy, basically social media and the bias that goes with it, some people think anyway, and whether the all of these things should be censored. Number nine, our foreign policy, relationships with China and Russia, mostly in the focus. The situation with the wildfires, hurricanes, what's going on with the weather. Number eight, education, it's been called a crisis. Is that what it is? What's going on with your children and their education? Number six, race relations and police reform. Number five, the economy. Look at the hole we've dug for ourselves in our country and around the world. Number four is COVID. Number three, the transfer of power. And number two is the presidential race. And then the president getting COVID is number one, as you can imagine. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown. Moving into the number one spot this week, the focus on the president's battle with the COVID, what's this? I noticed that the CDC says that white men are not washing their hands. I wonder if the president washed. Anybody follow the president in the bathroom to see if he's washing his hands?
He's a germaphobe, so absolutely he's washing his hands all the time. Mm-hmm. He's been known for that for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like what's his name? Howie Mandel.
Yeah, but he's had to, he's had to get over that because, you know, but he normally was not. Yeah, he was normally not. Like, I got in an elevator with him once, and he wouldn't hit the button. He had someone else hit the button.
Who?
And that was years ago. Trump.
Oh,
so
really?
he's a known germaphobe.
Check out his hair.
Yeah, it's like cotton candy.
Was there a fly in it?
No, no,
no flies there.
No fly.
Yep. All right. So the business with Nancy Pelosi saying that he was unstable, the drugs he took were too strong, yada yada. And then there was the Carter Rizzio. Well, why did he get that drug and I don't? Hello, he's the president. That's why he got the drug and you don't.
Yeah, that's an unfair thing if anyone says, well, how come he didn't get it? That's stupid. But there are a lot of doctors who are wondering, because he was, some doctors have said he was over-medicated, that he was over-treated, and then others are saying, okay, so does that mean that they were being extra cautious, or was his case more severe than he let on? We don't know the answer to that.
He said the Regeneron was great, and he's going to try to make it available to all seniors, because he said he immediately felt better after he got it.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the World Food Program awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. It's contributed to a strong upsurge in the number of victims of hunger in the world. That is helping out, so I guess that makes it appropriate, right? That's good news. Some good news. Good to end on a high note here at 10 before the hour. The Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Jennifer and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You get your shows.
WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five technology stories this week that probably will affect you more than anything else in technology. At least that's the spirit behind how Victoria decides what the top five are. So let's get started. Anxious to hear about Etsy. Anxious Etsy.
Yeah. So Etsy, the online marketplace for, you know, handcrafted goods, they have they were in the news this week. They said that they had to pull all of the radical conspiracy stuff from QAnon, that group. The Etsy spokesperson said that the seller policies prohibit items that, quote, promote hate, incite violence, or promote or endorse harmful misinformation. So in accordance with their policy on Etsy, they removed everything that they can so far related to QAnon. There were still things that were popping up that people were complaining about and bringing it to their attention. Etsy has become a much bigger marketplace, so it's not always the easiest thing to just immediately pull everything down. But there are a lot of QAnon merchandise out there that explicitly promotes Donald Trump and the conspiracy that basically the Democrats are pedophiles. So it's exactly.
In other words, you got to be a Democrat to be a pedophile. Is that the
pretty much?
Yeah,
yep.
Right.
And so they also removed stuff from the far right group, the Proud Boys. That has very strong ties to white supremacy and misogyny, so Etsy is trying their best to combat those things. They're not alone. Amazon, Teespring, and eBay have also done the same thing with pulling down these groups. Facebook completely banned QAnon as well on their pages. Their groups and Instagram accounts were all stripped from the platform. More and more of this stuff pops back up again, but I think it is a good thing that these companies are taking a stand against hate.
I wonder what info is there about Governor Whitmer. All right, number four on our list. Vizio is back in. They always were thought of as kind of the bottom of the barrel, right?
Well, Vizio has always been. It was the official brand of Costco, the TV brand of Costco. That's how they got started. That's how they became at one point the number one brand of television in America. More households had Vizios than any other brand. other, as prices started to come down from LG and Samsung and, you know, other prestige brands, as the technology became more affordable, it kind of leveled the playing field. So Vizio wasn't really able to offer those major discounts anymore. So what they've done, they've now introduced 4K OLED TVs, which is a step above LED. They have two sizes, 55 and 65 inches. Now you can see the prices are way back up again. 55-inch OLED is $1,300. The 65-inch is $2,000. Best Buy is offering $100 off either model right now. And so, but by comparison, they are still a little bit cheaper because LG's comparable OLED runs for $1,800. And Best Buy actually has it now for $1,600. Sony has yet to set their new prices, but their prices are higher. So you can still get a deal, but the Vizio is just not the same. It's really not the same quality as the other brands.
Number three on our countdown up to number one is a focus on Netflix.
Yep, Netflix is trying to make it easier to find new stuff on the on their streaming service. So they have a new tab called New and Popular. And it's a section that will only show up on TV devices. They haven't rolled it out for apps and for other tablets yet. But they have new on Netflix, then they have coming soon, and they have the top 10 row. And this does make it easier to find stuff and then earmark it for your library. They have a new section that I'm excited about. It's called Worth the Wait. That will give you a preview of shows that have not come to the platform yet, but you'll the sometime between 15 and 365 days, that's what will end up in the Worth the Wait section. So you can actually save those selections, and when they are live, you'll get a notification. So I think that's a smart thing.
Number two on our countdown list, we are facing changes at Facebook.
Yep, Facebook has taken a big step to integrating its various messaging platforms. So now, if you use Facebook Messenger, you can also then direct message people on Instagram, even if you don't have an Instagram account. This works the other way around as well. If you only have Instagram and you don't have Facebook, you can still use this new message integration system to communicate with people who are on Facebook. So I think it's a good step to combine those two. However, there might be a backlash because, like, I'm an Instagram user, but I don't like Facebook. So they'll have to be careful that they don't force the two into one thing.
Apple has a new iPhone. That's number one.
Yep, we finally got the news we've been waiting for since July. October 13th will be the event where the new iPhone 12 will be unveiled. They also have some new tablets that are coming out and something called AirTags, which will be a rival to Tile with those little tracking GPS tags for your luggage.
How about them apples? Top five items from the world of technology, according to research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.